I told you a few years ago this is only going to get worse, and I don't think you need me to tell you that. You know that. And I want everybody, including myself, to let it really sink in that this is a new type of war, high-tech siege, the purposeful destruction of the world economy and total collapse. And it's going to be long, and it's going to be slow, and they're going to take their time strangling us while they consolidate total power and control, the end game having power over our bodies. And just as Winston Churchill gave that speech after the British forces had been driven into the ocean at Dunkirk, at the real kickoff of World War II, all I can offer you is the truth. And the truth is a lot of blood, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears, and a lot of pain. But total submission to this tyranny, the things it's going to do, is going to be 1,000 times worse than what we're going to go through saying no to this. And everybody's got their breaking point. I've got mine, you've got yours. And you just got to have a breaking point where you break with the system and you understand it's predatory and insane. Imminent defaults by 10 major governments are set to be announced. Major rating agencies are announcing that. And guys, I was shuffling my papers around before the break, and I can't find that one. So you reprint me 10 major nations set to default. There's a bunch of news on it, but I can try to dig around during the break, but I'm gonna be getting to that. We have this ultra massive news. Adam Schiff, the globalist New World Order puppet. Yeah, I said 10 nations is the headline I saw. U.S. News and World Report say a dozen. I mean, that's the whole point of it is once you get a bunch of dominoes going, they just keep falling. I mean, we're going over the edge of a cliff. Let's not lie to ourselves. So that's coming up too. But this is kind of a big deal. You know, we already basically live under a form of globalist martial law. They put us under lockdown. There's training wheels for it. They're bringing in the world ID. They're trying to push forced inoculations. And now a member of Congress wants the power of the purse transferred to the Pentagon, where the funding and their operations do not have congressional oversight. You want to say rogue government, baby, that's it. And when the military is its own standalone unit, you are living in a tyranny. Schiff seeks rule that would block oversight of some military operations. And guess what those military operations are? Give you a wild guess. Domestic operations. Posse Comitatus. Because they're getting ready for full-on hot martial law in this country when the economy goes completely belly up. And that's why I've said every day we're still on air is a blessing. I tried to stop this. You tried to stop it. We're now deep into it. At least a lot of people know what we're dealing with now. And folks understand it's a globalist takeover, but wow. Wow. And they're putting in digital surveillance, digital martial law. That's what they call it. That is just such a giant area there. And then we've got what's going on in the public schools where children as young as 6 are being directed to secret chat rooms run by the federal government to discuss sex changes, activism, and the occult. Man, the devil-worshipping pedophiles are right out in the open now. Psst, kid, come here with us and get in a secret chat room, talk about sex. The average person does that. The FBI busts them, they go to jail, but not when it's the almighty pedophile-run, collapsing U.S. government. We also have a bunch of videos of the World Economic Forum having their 40th anniversary and world leaders pledging allegiance to Klaus Schwab, a supervillain in the flesh.
Planet we had We have a foundation in Ukraine, and it happens to be one of our best foundations. They refuse to leave, and they are leading civil society. I also want to mention that there is one person who was very deeply involved in Ukraine, and that's Biden. In fact, I got to know him with regard to Ukraine. He had a lot more patience than I had in trying to convert Poroshenko into a democratic leader. I fed up with him and I told him so, but actually Biden kept on trying to convert Poroshenko into a Democrat.
Professor, to take a moment to offer my personal congratulations to you on this, the 40th annual gathering of your creation, the World Economic Forum. You chose as its motto, committed to improving the state of the world. I would observe that few who have set such a lofty goal have more reason to be pleased with their accomplishments. To have conceived of the need for such an institution as this required insight. To have established it took commitment, but to have then nurtured it as a podium from which business and political leaders could nudge public policy by addressing their peers from around the world, that is a formidable achievement. And Professor, this gathering salutes you.
So that's the former Prime Minister of Canada, Stephen Harper, praising Klaus Schwab. Absolutely incredible. We have video of George Soros bragging how he overthrew Ukraine and how they control it. They're going to pull down the statues of famous Slavs, kings and queens, and put up a giant statue to a gay porn star. You're like, that's a joke, right? That's the Onion. No, that's what's really happening. So we're in for it. They are making their move, and you better get right with Jesus. All right, there's so much more I'm going to get to. I'm going to drill into all of it here today. I haven't hit the COVID news yet about they knew it was hurting children and killing them, but they just covered that up. That's the CDC. These people are psychotic murderers. We'll be right back. Mark in Florida, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. First time caller, long time listener. I'm a self-employed 66-year-old senior who last November moved from the suburbs of Detroit to leave the Nazi governor, moved to the panhandle of Florida, and at the time, my family and friends thought I'd lost my mind. They no longer think that way, but at the time, they did. And I want to say, God bless you. Stay on the air. The devil is a liar. I'm going to plug one of your products. I listen all the time, and I heard this guy talking about the iodine supplement X2 saying, well, he's been taking it, his memory's getting better, and he's having dreams, and I'm like, yeah, maybe. So I had to go back to Michigan for 3 weeks for business. I came back, and for a week, I had massive sinus headache, massive sinus condition, and an earache that was driving me nuts. I said, you know what? I'm going to try the X2. I had just gotten it. 2 days later, earache was gone. Sinuses were cleared. No headaches. I couldn't believe it. The stuff is real. It works. So anyways, I want to thank you for all that.
I want everybody listening to my voice to say a prayer for awakening and for justice, please, if you feel the way I do. And I want to ask all the viewers and listeners and affiliates and just the sponsors and everybody that cares about the truth to understand something. I told you a few years ago, this is only going to get worse. And I don't think you need me to tell you that. You know that. And I want everybody, including myself, to let it really sink in that this is a new type of war, high-tech siege, the purposeful destruction of the world economy and total collapse. And it's going to be long, and it's going to be slow, and they're going to take their time strangling us while they consolidate total power and control, the end game having power over our bodies. just as Winston Churchill gave that speech after the British forces had been driven into the ocean at Dunkirk, at the real kickoff of World War II, all I can offer you is the truth. And the truth is a lot of blood, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears, and a lot of pain. But total submission to this tyranny, the things it's going to do, is going to be 1,000 times worse than what we're going to go through saying no to this. And everybody's got their breaking point. I've got mine, you've got yours. And you just got to have a breaking point where you break with the system and you understand it's predatory and insane. See, once you get evil in high places, it then recruits more evil. And then even more twisted, sick, evil people replace those evil people. And then those sickos get replaced with worse and worse people. That's why organizations like Al-Qaeda and other groups end up, you know, raping children and eating people's hearts. And because the very worst of the worst of the worst are going to replace who was the worst last month. And it just always inevitably goes into a death spiral. Now, the globalists know that as historians. They like evil, they like destruction, they like power. They are triggering the collapse that decadence and evil always brings, pretending like they're in control of it because they understand that processing. Talk about smoking your own dope. Talk about drinking your own Kool-Aid. And then you've got all the people Pavlovianly trained and conditioned on social media that is nothing but a digital re-education camp. Getting up before Congress, the heads of federal agencies and groups saying men can have babies. Pedophilia is good. And you look at that, you go, what is that? That's mind control. That's a slave. A lot of these people believe it. And they find power in the brainwashing and in giving into it and actually believing their lie can destroy logic. They decide to believe 2 + 2 = 10. You know, I was sent a clip by Eddie Bravo this morning of a John Birch Society video from the 1990s. And you'd think they'd been in a time machine to the future. And we cover some of these very UNESCO documents in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And they explain how that from 2005 to 2015 through UNESCO and the world brainwashing system of the UN that's in control of all major education systems on Earth except for a handful of countries, Russia's not under it, but they still follow it. China is not commanded by it, but basically follows it. But they're a member of UNESCO. And it's teaching people to not have logic and believe 2 + 2 = 5. And have total moral relativism brainwashed into the children so they don't know which end is up. And boy, did their brainwashing program, did their gaslighting program work like a charm. And you know I used to own this video and a bunch of other things. People ask how I know so much. These people were directly over the target, starting in Vietnam. And everybody's got to look to their archives and their records and put those back online somewhere. I can reach out to the JBS, I guess, and say, hey, we like to put the stuff on Bandai Video. But this stuff's evergreen. I mean, this is a copy of a copy of a digital copy, so it's all foggy. I remember watching this very presentation, and it was, and then these presentations were given to legislatures. In fact, I'm going from memory. This is only a piece of it, but I think this was in front of the Kentucky legislature in like 1996. But the point is that this is a plan. And the people brainwashed by it really think they're on a winning team because they're delusional. Even though in the real world they're going to get poor, they're going to be enslaved, they can't even come to grips with it. Here's the clip.
The people who are perpetrating these things expect to do this and make it last. And the answer to that is that you steal a generation of children and you indoctrinate them so that they accept these ideas and they become global citizens in the coming global village.
UNESCO came out and declared 2005 to 2015 the decade of education for sustainable development. But they go on to say that it will encompass the 40 chapters of Agenda 21. That is your federal national curriculum. The entire purpose of second grade social studies is to transfer loyalty from the family to the government and teach them about sustainable economic consumption. Students construct their own understandings of reality and realize that objective reality is not knowable. So why bother? The truth is, the truth, which keep men free, is being suppressed in order to prop up the attitude training agenda. And it moves on. This is our new math called connected mathematics. Standard 3 tells us that students learn that mathematics is man-made, that it is arbitrary, and good solutions are arrived at by consensus. Most of us assume 2 plus 2 is always going to equal 4. You're wrong. We might reach a new consensus. How well does it work? Well, they tell you. In the teacher's guide in the back, it tells us that because the curriculum doesn't emphasize arithmetic computations done by hand, some students may not do as well on tests assessing computational skills. We believe such a trade-off in the favor of CMP is very much to the student's advantage in the world of work. Our children are mathematically illiterate on purpose. How do I know on purpose? Why isn't this just a basic bad idea? Because the Sustainable Development Plan tells us so. Generally, more highly educated people who have higher incomes consume more resources than poorly educated people who tend to have lower incomes. In this case, more education increases the threat to sustainability. Charlotte Iserby, I owe you an apology. I did not believe for the longest time it was a deliberate dumbing down. I thought the dumbing down was a natural consequence of a bad idea. Folks, it's deliberate. It's deliberate.
The sustainable globalist goal is the orchestration of a planned fall of American principles, values, and lifestyles. The effect on the average American will be devastating. With modernizing technology, the ordinary person will live without independence, privacy, or substantive rights.
Another press conference that I attended was the ICLEI group, the International Committee for Local Environmental Initiatives, that helps in the implementation of Agenda 21 in all of our local communities. And one of the speakers was a Harvey Reuven, who happens to be the vice chair of ICLEI. And I asked him about the correlative rights that Americans derive from the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Those are from the UNESCO UN World Plans. I've seen them myself, gone to the library back in the 90s, couldn't believe it, pulled up the UN documents, made films about it. America Destroyed by Design was the first. Now you see that name's correct today, isn't it? 25 years later. Poor people don't consume as much. We're going to make people dumb and poor. Actually said that. And now they're so mind controlled and so dumb, they think a man can have a baby. And oh, two women had a baby in the prison. And in the U.S. and England, because they do it as an activism thing, men go in with beards, muscles, tattoos. They get up in the stirrups. Nurse comes in. Doctor comes in. He says, check my cervix for HPV. And the doctors all over the world, particularly the West, they say, all right, your cervix is clear. They don't have a vagina. They don't have a cervix. But you know why they do those checkups? You know why the tampon makers all say men have periods too? Because it's mind control. There it is. Yes, men need pap smears too. And if you don't give the man the pap smear, if you don't check his penis for a cervix, you get fired. People go, that's insane. No, that's not insane. That's mind control. How are the pedophiles going to get to the point where they can have sex with your children publicly? They're going to normalize everything else and scramble everybody's brains, and they've done it to a large portion of people. PrepareWithAlex.com, hyperlinks to PrepareToday.com, which is run by our great Swerbal Foods distributor and the great folks over there. And they have all the food in stock and the water filters and the air filters and all these other best-selling survival and preparedness items, many of which are the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. Did you find something on there maybe lower in Amazon? Yeah, you want to support the New World Order? The point is, almost all of it's the lowest price you're going to find. It's all very competitive. PrepareToday.com, PrepareToday.com. It's all there, ready to ship now. And this is how you beat inflation. You buy food now, and as the price goes up, you save money. I told you this 30 months ago. Those of you that bought food then, boy, were you smart. And it's only going to go up anyway. So even if you waited or didn't do it, now is the time to stop procrastinating. PrepareToday.com and be smart. Separately, we hold back items for people to sign up for auto ship who get additional 10% off. And they overheld some stuff. So it's coming back in. Late July, they think. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, one of our best-selling products. High-quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids. So tasty, so great for children, adults, you name it. Put a scoop of it in water, some ice. Tastes amazing. It does so many great things because it's liquid. You absorb a lot more of it than pills, even though they're high-quality. We found 1,100 bottles of that because of a miscalculation with AutoShip we had. It'll sell out probably today. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com as well, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And despite the fact that it'll sell out today, it's still 25% off. And I'm going to stop right there now, and I'm going to move back to your phone calls. Other than saying this, I talked to Dinesh D'Souza five weeks ago, with I think the most important documentary ever proving that they stole the election. And I said, I bet I'll buy 100,000 DVDs from you because people want to have it in their archive. And it's such a historic film. And we bought 20,000. I said, I think we'll be reordering it every few weeks. We've only sold out half of these. And I'm not mad at the audience. I just think you're crazy. With all the censorship online, with what's happening, you need this historic film on your shelf to show friends, family, neighbors, your office, your boss, your employees, your church, whoever. And so we have it. We have COVIDland 3, the shot, getting into how deadly the shot is. Both those are discounted together, but everybody needs them. InfoWarsStore.com. But I'll be quite frank, I'm surprised more people haven't got it. I think you're crazy, and you're over on the site getting other products to not get this, and it keeps the show on the air. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.